What do you do if you're unhappy with a judge? Apart from appealing the ruling, there's actually not much that can be done. Now a judge from the Federal Circuit Court is creating controversy and there are calls for changes to the system overseeing federal court judges. Hagar Cohen reports.
The thing Joe remembers most about that cold Sunday night in late July is the loud thumping on the door. It was Border Force officers.
And I said, at 3 in the morning, I told, you need to check into my case. He said, that's not my job to look into your case. My job's to remove you.
Joe is an asylum seeker. His visa had just expired.
They told me, you have 5 minutes to pack all your stuff because you are moving. This is the order from Border Force.
How did it get to this? Joe came to Australia as a student in 2014, and a couple of years later, he declared himself a refugee. He was hoping to find safety after a violent family dispute in Kenya. But by mid-2019, Joe's applications for protection had all been rejected. One of his last options was to argue his case at the Federal Circuit Court. That's a judicial review of the decision to reject his application. But he had no lawyer to help. If Joe lost the case, he could be deported in less than a month.
Yeah, I was nervous going to the court because it was my first time standing in front of the judge.
Joe's case was dismissed and he was ordered to pay $5,000 in costs.
I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I explained, look, I don't have any money. I'm in detention. I don't have any money.
Judge Sandy Street delivered his judgment orally and on the spot in the courtroom, which is allowed but not common in these protection visa cases. Joe had 21 days to lodge an appeal, but he needed his written judgment. That wouldn't arrive till well after the deadline, and that's when he was confronted by Border Force officers. Joe rushed in a last-minute application for an extension of time and was moved to Yonga Hill Detention Centre. University of New South Wales law academic Gabrielle Appleby has been following Judge Street's cases closely. She says the federal court has already dealt with the issue of a late written judgment once before.
There was a judge on the federal court who described Judge Street's failure to publish a judgment as showing a disheartening degree of professional discourtesy. The legal term is a failure of procedural fairness, but a layperson would just see what's happening and say this is extremely unfair and leading to injustice.
Sandy Street SC was appointed to the bench of the Federal Circuit Court in 2015. Since then, he's been attracting controversy over his handling of cases like Joe's. Preliminary research has found there's a 10% chance of winning a refugee case in the Federal Circuit Court, but when it comes to Judge Street, that figure drops to 1%. But research lead Dr. Daniel Gesselbach warns against trying to read too much into the data because it could undermine the credibility of judges if interpreted the wrong way.
And that's why we try to be really upfront from the beginning that, you know, differences in judicial decision-making patterns don't necessarily mean there's anything nefarious going on, and there could be other explanations for what's going on. We have found variation among the success rates across different judges, but we haven't taken that next step in terms of drilling down in terms of what the explanations are for those discrepancies.
A background briefing investigation has found that 1 in 9 of Judge Street's rulings in refugee matters have been overturned on appeal. In 27 refugee and other appeal cases, federal court judges criticised him for denial of procedural fairness or for his courtroom behaviour. Professor Gabrielle Appleby is critical of the limited options for supervising judges.
What it basically is that complaints can be made to the head of jurisdiction, which would be the chief judge or the chief justice. And from there, once a complaint is made, the entire system is opaque. There's no transparency about what happens then.
A spokeswoman for the Federal Circuit Court told Background Briefing that Judge Street is receiving mentoring to assist and support him in his duties in response to the fact that many of his rulings have been overturned on appeal. In a statement, she says that Judge Street is extraordinarily hardworking and is regularly sent to other locations across the country to assist with the demanding workload. Professor Appleby says the system needs to change.
We're seeing a repeated denial of procedural fairness to individual litigants. And when you go and you look at those cases, they're predominantly where individuals are claiming that they're coming from incredibly unsafe, stressful situations and they're seeking asylum in Australia. And then they're confronted by one of our state institutions that is denying them this procedural fairness.
Judge Sandy Street and Chief Judge William Ostergren were not able to provide an interview or a comment for this program.
Hagar Cohen with that report, and the full background briefing program is available on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts, or of course here after the 8 o'clock news on RN.